The Almighty's voice resounds, and your soul was destined to receive its echo at this very moment. Neither a breath sooner nor a heartbeat later. This isn't chance. It's a celestial intervention, a push from the heavens. The Most High proclaims, "Unseal this now, for urgency clings to it." Chosen One, what is about to cascade upon you transcends a mere message. It's a spiritual revelation, a stripping away of pretense. A confidant, someone nestled close to your heart, stands exposed. Soon their name, like thunder, will roll forth. But even as the truth prepares to detonate, heaven is already in motion, a symphony of divine orchestration. Angels, celestial warriors, have forged an impenetrable shield around you. Every arrow, poisoned with malice and aimed at your tranquility, has been intercepted mid-flight, its venom nullified. Each curse, hurled with the intent to derail your destiny, has been turned back upon its sender, its power reversed. The plots whispered in the shadows, the betrayals shrouded in silence, did not escape the divine gaze. "I heard them," declares the Lord. "I witnessed their clandestine gatherings. I watched as they attempted to orchestrate your downfall, piece by insidious piece. But I have intervened. I have dismantled their every scheme, leaving them in ruins. No weapon, forged in the fires of hell and aimed against you, shall prosper." Isaiah 54 verse 17 echoes through eternity. The silence you endured from certain individuals, a silence that felt like a chilling wind, was no mere coincidence. It was jealousy, cloaked in a disguise of quiet rejection, its intent to isolate and diminish. But today, the veil woven from deceit and illusion is being torn asunder. The betrayer's mask, carefully crafted to conceal their true nature, is plummeting to the ground, shattering into fragments. Their name will be spoken, a revelation that will resonate through the very core of your being. And with that unveiling, freedom, like a rushing river, will flood in, washing away the residue of doubt and pain. You are not broken, diminished, or defeated. You are protected, enveloped in divine favor, and eternally called to a higher purpose. Each scar you bear is irrefutable proof that the battle was never yours to wage. It was the Lord's, fought on unseen plains. Archangel Michael, the celestial warrior, has waged countless unseen wars on your behalf, his sword flashing in realms beyond human perception. That is why you are still standing, unbowed and unbroken. That is why the flames of adversity could not consume you, why the darkness could not extinguish your inner light. Because, even in the tempest's fury, you placed your unwavering trust in me, says the Lord. I am now unleashing overflow into your life, financial breakthrough, emotional healing, and a supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. The gates of heaven stand open, beckoning you forward. What was once delayed, caught in the snares of time, is now being delivered swiftly, fiercely, abundantly, an avalanche of blessings cascading upon you. Now, as you prepare to step into this sacred revelation, type Amen in the comments below, a resounding declaration of your faith. Let it be known to the heavens and to the earth that you are ready to walk in the radiant light of what God is about to expose and elevate within your life. Stay with me until the very end, for we shall conclude with a powerful prayer, a spiritual seal that will secure this divine breakthrough over your life, anchoring it in the realm of reality. As the Lord continues to speak, the very air around you vibrates with divine energy. What was once hidden in the shadows is now being thrust into the spotlight of truth. And what felt agonizingly delayed is now hurtling forward with divine acceleration, propelled by forces beyond comprehension. The season that lies ahead is not ordinary, mundane, or predictable. It has been meticulously marked in the annals of heaven, long before your feet ever touched its path. The Most High declares, "You are now entering a chapter drenched in divine connection, overflowing with divine wealth, and shielded by divine covering." This is not merely about experiencing a breakthrough, a fleeting moment of triumph. It is about aligning yourself with the divine purpose, synchronizing your heart's desires with the will of the Almighty. Doors that were once locked, sealed shut by doubt and fear, are now being flung open by unseen hands, guided by celestial intent. Opportunities you had resigned to the past, assuming they had vanished forever, are returning, resurrected and transformed, drenched in the radiant glory of the divine. Those who once dared to question your worth, those who doubted your potential and mocked your dreams, shall witness in stunned silence as the Lord elevates you in the very place they attempted to bury you, their schemes backfiring in spectacular fashion. I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, declares the Lord. Psalm 23 verse 5 echoes through the ages. The very ground where your name was once dragged through the mud, where mockery and derision reigned, will become the fertile ground where your testimony is planted, its roots reaching deep into the heart of faith. The voices that once laughed at your fervent prayers will tremble with awe at your miraculous deliverance, a testament to the power of divine intervention. Not because vengeance is yours to wield, but because the Lord your God is not mocked. What was sown in the barren fields of deception and jealousy will reap its own bitter end, a harvest of despair and regret. And what you have sown, the seeds of humility, the fruits of endurance, and the unwavering faith you nurtured under immense pressure, will now reap a harvest of mercy, an abundance of peace, and an ocean of prosperity. Many have questioned the delays, the inexplicable silence, the doors that seemed perfectly aligned but refused to yield. But listen closely, chosen one, for the Lord was not punishing you, nor had he abandoned you to your fate. He was protecting you, shielding you from blessings laced with poison, opportunities that shimmered with allure but harbored hidden dangers. That offer that slipped away, the one that seemed too good to be true, was infected with deceit. That friendship that faded into the shadows was never rooted in the solid ground of truth. The Most High was meticulously removing the counterfeit, making space for the consecrated, the genuine, and the divine. You are being prepared to carry something holy, a miracle too sacred, too precious to be shared with those who are not meant to witness its unfolding. This next chapter of your life is not being written by the fallible hands of man. It has been authored in heaven's own ink, imbued with divine purpose, and it will not unfold at a snail's pace. It will arrive suddenly, unexpectedly, like the life-giving rains that ended Elijah's devastating drought, a deluge of blessings washing over your life. 1 Kings 18 verse 45. There will be no room left for doubt to fester, no space for fear to take root. You will not need to force anything to happen, nor will you need to prove your worth to anyone. Those who once questioned, "Where is your God?" will soon witness the undeniable answer living and breathing in your overflow, in the abundance that surrounds you. The Lord has seen the insidious deception, the hidden agendas. He saw the ones who smiled sweetly in your presence but schemed against you in your absence. He watched the plans being meticulously drawn up in secret meetings, the false prayers uttered with tongues laced with venom. But heaven does not turn a blind eye to injustice. The Lord, in his unwavering faithfulness, sees all, knows all, and understands all. He weighs hearts, not mere appearances. And what he weighs, he judges with righteous precision. Do not fear, chosen one. You were never left defenseless, abandoned to the wolves. While others sought your downfall, plotting your demise, the Lord appointed angelic warriors to stand guard on your behalf, their swords ever vigilant. Archangel Michael has not only guarded your every step, ensuring your safety and guiding your path, but he has also fought tirelessly for your inheritance, your peace, and your generational purpose, securing your rightful place in the divine tapestry. Even the attacks that you endured were permitted only because they would ultimately become the platform for your promotion, the very foundation upon which your elevation would be built. What the enemy meant for harm, intending to crush your spirit and derail your destiny, the Lord is now transforming, using it as the catalyst for your ultimate elevation. Just as Joseph was unjustly thrown into a pit, betrayed by his own brothers, only to be raised to the palace, becoming a ruler of immense power and influence, Genesis 41 verse 41. So too are you walking into a divine promotion, a position of influence and authority that will silence confusion, banish doubt, and stir awe in the hearts of those who once scorned you. Those who tried to delay your rise, attempting to stifle your potential, have only inadvertently accelerated your purpose, pushing you closer to your divine destiny. The ones who spread lies about you, attempting to tarnish your reputation, have lost their voice, their words now carrying no weight or power. The ones who withheld favor from you, denying you opportunities and resources, have lost their grip, their control slipping through their fingers. And you, chosen one, are being released into your ordained position, stepping into the role that was always meant for you, fulfilling the purpose that was etched into your soul before time began. And still, the Lord speaks gently, his voice filled with compassion and understanding. I do not reveal to shame or humiliate, he whispers. I reveal to free, to liberate you from the chains of the past. The one who caused your pain, the one who sowed seeds of doubt into your spirit, will be named in your heart, not for the purpose of vengeance or retribution, but for the sake of healing, so that you may be freed from the crushing weight of wondering, and walk unchained into your new beginning, unburdened by the past. Yes, the warfare has intensified, the spiritual battles raging with greater ferocity. But that is only because the breakthrough is dangerously close, hovering just beyond the horizon. You have been sealed, protected by a divine covenant. Your home, your very being, is marked by the fire of heaven, a beacon of divine protection. No plague shall enter your dwelling. No weapon, forged in malice, shall pierce your shield of faith. The Lord has declared, "Touch not my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm." Psalm 105 verse 15. You are safe, sheltered beneath his wings, enveloped in his unwavering love. So walk boldly, chosen one. Walk not with fear, hesitation, or doubt, but with the unwavering confidence of one who is backed by heaven, supported by the divine forces of the universe. This battle is not of flesh and blood. It is not a struggle waged on a physical plane. It is spiritual warfare, fought in realms beyond human comprehension, and the victory has already been secured, sealed by the hand of the Almighty. The Lord has seen your quiet tears, shed in moments of solitude and despair. He has heard the prayers you never spoke aloud, the longings of your heart whispered in the silence. And he has answered in a way that will leave no room for doubt, no space for questioning his power and his unwavering love. This is divine intervention, a moment where heaven and earth collide, where the impossible becomes possible. Now, let the enemies fall into the very nets they so meticulously set to ensnare you. Let the liars be silenced by the resounding power of truth. Let every hidden scheme be unraveled, exposed for all to see. And let the one who trusted in God rise, soaring on wings of faith, ascending to new heights of glory. For what comes next is not just restoration, a simple return to what was lost. It is resurrection, a rebirth into something greater, something more magnificent than you ever dared to imagine. And now, the voice of the Lord continues, quiet but unwavering, fierce yet full of mercy, resonating through the corridors of your heart. As the veil lifts, what was hidden is being brought into view, not to stir bitterness or ignite the flames of revenge, but to release freedom, to sever the chains that have bound you for far too long. The one who meant to harm you, the one who twisted truth into a grotesque caricature of deception, who wore a smile while planting snares in your path, has unwittingly stepped into the very trap they so carefully designed, their wickedness turning back upon themselves. The Most High, in his infinite mercy, extended grace, granting them time to repent, to turn from their wicked ways. There were whispers to their conscience, subtle nudges urging them towards the light. There were signs placed in their path, opportunities to choose a different course. But they refused, hardening their hearts, clinging to their malice. And now, not only has their attack failed, crumbling into dust, but it has reversed, its power turning back upon them. For you are not just protected, shielded by the divine. You are chosen, handpicked for a purpose beyond your wildest dreams. The Lord's anointing rests upon you, a sacred blessing that empowers you to fulfill your destiny. And he will not allow his chosen vessel to be used, mocked, or moved by the petty schemes of man. That is why this season is different, unlike anything you have experienced before. What once stalled, languishing in the shadows, is now surging forward with unstoppable momentum. Finances once tied up, trapped in bureaucratic red tape, are being loosed, flowing freely into your life. Doors once bolted shut, sealed by doubt and fear, are bursting open, revealing pathways to unimaginable opportunities. Inheritances long delayed, caught in the snares of legal battles or the whims of fate, are being released, cascading upon you in abundance. Contracts are being signed, sealing agreements that will propel you forward. Favor is being multiplied, showering you with blessings beyond measure. The long nights of waiting, the agonizing periods of uncertainty and doubt, have not been in vain. Where you waited for years, enduring hardship and persevering through trials, the Lord will reward you in days, showering you with blessings that will erase the memories of past struggles. Instead of your shame, the humiliation you endured at the hands of others, you will receive a double portion of honor, a testament to your resilience and faith. And instead of disgrace, the scorn and derision that were once hurled your way, you will rejoice in your inheritance, celebrating the abundance that surrounds you. Isaiah 61 verse 7. You are not simply entering a new season, a mere change in the weather of your life. You are being relocated by grace into a new dimension of overflow, a realm where abundance reigns supreme. Where you once navigated life in survival mode, constantly watching every step, fighting tooth and nail to hold on to what little you had, you will now move in divine ease, propelled by faith and guided by the Spirit. The places that once provoked fear, triggering anxiety and trepidation, will become the stages for your testimony, the platforms from which you will share your story of triumph and inspire others to overcome their own challenges. The people who once mocked you, who doubted your potential and scoffed at your dreams, will witness undeniable favor unfold around you, their disbelief melting away in the face of divine manifestation. And even now, as you read these words, the Lord is aligning divine appointments, orchestrating strategic relationships, and unveiling surprising opportunities, all designed to propel you towards your destiny. Your name is being carried into rooms you've never walked in, whispered in conversations you've never heard, opening doors you never thought possible. The heavens are open over you, pouring forth blessings and favor. And with every step you take, supernatural favor follows, not as a reward for perfection, but as the natural outcome of your faithfulness, your unwavering commitment to the divine. The anxiety once caused by the lies of others, by the fear that their words would somehow affect your future, is being silenced by the resounding voice of truth, a voice that drowns out all the negativity and doubt. The Lord declares, "No lie can override what I have spoken. I wrote your destiny before they ever entered your life, before their words ever touched your ears. I sealed your victory before they ever said your name, ensuring your triumph over adversity. What was buried by shame, hidden beneath layers of guilt and regret, will rise in glory, resurrected and transformed into something beautiful and powerful. What they meant to destroy, the Lord has used as the cornerstone of your breakthrough, the very foundation upon which your success will be built. Even now, His presence surrounds your home, enveloping you in a cocoon of divine protection. Angels stand watch at every doorpost, their swords ever vigilant, ensuring your safety and well-being. The fire of God burns brightly around your dwelling, not to consume, but to protect, a shield of divine energy warding off all harm. Your children are safe, sheltered beneath His wings. Your dreams are guarded, nurtured by His loving hand. Your steps are already blessed, guided by His divine purpose. You will not repeat the cycle of loss, the patterns of failure that haunted your past. You will not fall prey to the same traps that defeated you before. The betrayal that broke your heart, leaving you shattered and vulnerable, is now being transformed into the bridge to your blessing, the pathway to a future filled with joy and abundance. The Lord does not expose to wound, to inflict further pain. He reveals so you can release, so you can finally let go of the baggage that has weighed you down for far too long. The weight of betrayal will not stay with you, clinging to your soul like a persistent shadow. Forgiveness is no longer a burden, a chore to be endured. It is your freedom, your key to unlocking a future filled with peace and joy. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, you pray. Psalm 51 verse 10. The Most High wants your heart unburdened, your hands open, ready to receive the blessings He is about to bestow upon you. Because what He is about to place in your hands cannot be mixed with bitterness, cannot be tainted by resentment. A miracle is on the way, so unmistakably divine, so extravagant in its glory, that it will silence every voice that doubted your calling, every whisper of negativity that sought to undermine your confidence. You won't need to defend your journey, to justify your choices to anyone. The evidence will speak for itself, a testament to the power of faith and the unwavering love of God. Your life will testify, becoming a beacon of hope for those who are struggling to find their way. Your restoration will be visible, undeniable, a living example of the transformative power of divine intervention. And though the storm still rages around you, the trials and tribulations of life still swirling like a tempest, keep your eyes fixed on the one who controls the wind, the one who can calm the seas with a single word. Though words have been spoken against you, piercing your heart like poisoned arrows, keep your faith firmly rooted in the one whose word never fails, whose promises are always true. It is the Lord, not man, who holds the power to vindicate, to elevate, and to bless. Even now, as you read these words, things are shifting in your favor, aligning in ways you cannot yet comprehend. Unseen movements are occurring on your behalf, orchestrating events to propel you towards your destiny. Documents are being approved, decisions are being reversed, and finances are being redirected, all because you stood firm in your faith when it would have been so much easier to fold, to give in to despair. The Lord knows the tears you didn't show, the silent cries of your heart that only He could hear. He knows the prayers you whispered alone in the darkness, the longings of your soul that you dared not speak aloud, and He is honoring them, not with small gestures, not with meager offerings, but with overwhelming favor, a tidal wave of blessings washing over your life. Even the person who tried to delay your financial miracle, attempting to sabotage your success, has unknowingly ushered you into divine acceleration, propelling you forward at an unprecedented pace. There was a heaviness, yes, a weight upon your shoulders that threatened to crush you, but it was not a punishment, not a sign of divine displeasure. The weight was your training, your spiritual conditioning, preparing you for the challenges ahead. You were not broken, diminished, or defeated. You were being strengthened, forged in the fires of adversity, prepared for leadership, and sharpened for light-bearing, equipped to shine brightly in a world shrouded in darkness. You have been walking through shadows, navigating treacherous terrain, so you can lead others into the dawn, guiding them out of the darkness and into the light. And now the time has come, the moment of your unveiling, the dawn of a new era. This is divine timing, not another hopeful delay, not another false promise. At the very moment you received this message, the Lord began to lift things in the spirit, orchestrating events in the unseen realm to pave the way for your breakthrough. Chains are snapping, the bonds of the past breaking apart, releasing you from their grip. Old cycles are crumbling, the patterns of failure dissolving into dust. What held you down, trapping you in a cycle of despair, can no longer hold you. What delayed you, hindering your progress and stifling your potential, cannot reach you. The Lord will fight for you, His power unleashed on your behalf. You need only be still, trusting in His unwavering love and knowing that He is in control. Exodus 14 verse 14. The Lord is not only speaking, sharing His wisdom and guidance. He is moving, orchestrating events, and paving the way for your triumph. The shift will be felt in your finances, as abundance replaces scarcity. It will be felt in your emotions, as peace replaces anxiety. It will be felt in your rest, as tranquility banishes sleepless nights. Peace will return to your nights, soothing your troubled spirit. Strength will return to your body, invigorating your weary frame. Joy will return to your soul, filling you with an unquenchable spirit. This is not a temporary relief, a fleeting moment of respite. It is a permanent turning point, a fundamental shift in the trajectory of your life. You are rising to a level where betrayal cannot follow, where the sting of past hurts cannot reach. You are ascending to a place where delay cannot grip, where the forces that sought to hinder your progress have no power. This is the moment the heavens whispered about, the culmination of years of waiting and persevering, the moment the enemy feared, the realization of their worst nightmare. You are stepping into the promise, claiming the inheritance that was always meant for you, and it is bigger, brighter, and more beautiful than anything they tried to bury, exceeding your wildest expectations. Let it be known, let the world bear witness, that your story is not over. It's being rewritten by the author of all things good, the master storyteller whose pen crafts destinies with purpose and love. And the ending will be glory, a triumphant crescendo of blessings and abundance. And now, as the spirit continues to move, weaving its magic throughout your life, the atmosphere becomes charged with something sacred, something holy, the weight of divine truth, wrapped in the embrace of infinite mercy, settles gently upon your spirit, filling you with a sense of peace and understanding. You've been walking through a season where clarity felt distant, where the path ahead was shrouded in fog. A season where people you trusted showed faces that didn't match the hearts behind them, their true intentions hidden beneath a facade of friendship. And now, heaven is pulling back the curtain, revealing the truth that has been concealed for far too long. The one who sees all, the one who knows the depths of every heart, speaks gently, his voice filled with compassion and wisdom. The person I'm about to reveal to your spirit, he whispers, is someone you once carried in prayer, someone you held close to your heart. You loved them unconditionally. You forgave them repeatedly. You believed the best about them, even when the signs pointed to something else, even when your intuition screamed a warning. But what you offered as kindness, they misread as naivety, mistaking your compassion for weakness. What you extended in love, they treated as an opportunity to manipulate, to exploit your generosity for their own selfish gain. They thought you didn't see, says the Lord. But I did. I witnessed their every action, their every intention. And now, not to shame them publicly, not to inflict pain or humiliation, but to set you free from the bondage of their influence, the Most High is showing you what has been hidden, revealing the truth that has been concealed for far too long. Not so you retaliate, seeking revenge for the wrongs they committed, but so you release them, freeing yourself from the bitterness and resentment that has weighed you down. Vengeance is mine, declares the Lord. I will repay. Romans 12 verse 19. You do not need to speak in defense, to justify your actions or defend your reputation. You do not need to vindicate your name, seeking validation from those who have wronged you. This battle is not yours to fight. It never was. The same God who stood with Gideon when his army was too small, empowering him to overcome insurmountable odds. The same God who covered Daniel in the lion's den, protecting him from harm, is standing with you now, shielding you from all evil. Let it be known, let it be etched into the fabric of reality, that your name has already been cleared in the courts of heaven, vindicated by divine justice. What was spoken behind closed doors, the slander and accusations hurled in secret, is now falling powerless to the ground, its sting nullified by the power of truth. What was hidden in darkness, concealed beneath layers of deception, is being brought to light, not by your hand, not by your own efforts, but by divine justice, ensuring that truth prevails. You only need to be still, to trust in his unwavering love and to allow him to fight your battles. The Lord will fight for you, clearing the path before you and securing your victory. Exodus 14 verse 14. Do not fear the exposure, the unveiling of the truth that has been hidden for so long. Fear only what would remain broken, the parts of your soul that would continue to fester and decay, if you chose to remain silent or bitter, clinging to the pain of the past. The one who called you, the one who has ordained your destiny, has gone before you, paving the way for your triumph. Every trembling step you take is already lit by his presence, guided by his unwavering hand. You will not stumble, falling victim to the traps set by your enemies. You will not lose again, succumbing to the forces that sought to defeat you. What you're walking into cannot be stopped by opinions, lies, or jealousy, the weapons of those who seek to undermine your success. The fire you felt, the trials and tribulations you endured, it wasn't destruction. It was refinement, a process of purification that stripped away the impurities and revealed the true essence of your being. For the place the Lord is taking you, the position of influence and authority you are destined to occupy, only those who have been tried, tested, and refined can stand. You were never meant to carry everyone with you, burdened by the weight of their expectations. Not everyone who started this journey with you was meant to finish it by your side, and that is perfectly acceptable. And yes, they tried to hold you back, to stifle your potential and derail your progress. They dug traps, hoping you'd stumble and fall, never realizing that their attempts would ultimately backfire. But now they face the very consequences they set in motion, reaping the harvest of their deceit and dealing with the repercussions of their actions. While they are grappling with the weight of their own wrongdoing, you are rising, ascending to new heights of glory, not to gloat or to revel in their downfall, but to glorify the name of the Lord, to shine as a beacon of hope for those who are still struggling. For your victory is not just for you, not simply a personal triumph. It is for the generations after you, a legacy of faith and resilience that will inspire countless others to overcome their own challenges. You intended to harm me, Joseph declared to his brothers, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Genesis 50 verse 20. The Lord remembers the nights when no one saw you, when you were alone in your pain, battling despair in the darkness, when your voice cracked from prayers, whispered through tears, when you pleaded for guidance and strength, when you said, "I trust you," even with shaking hands and a breaking heart, even when you felt like giving up. That's when heaven leaned in, drawing closer to your pain. That's when the angels were assigned, dispatched to protect you and guide you through the darkness. And now, miracles are unfolding quietly, behind the scenes, orchestrating events that will transform your life. Surely you may not see the full picture yet, you may not understand the intricate details of the divine plan, but heaven is already moving, working behind the scenes to bring about your ultimate triumph. Unforeseen blessings are finding your name, drawn to you like a magnet. Doors are opening you didn't knock on, opportunities arising that you never imagined possible. Healing is beginning in places that once ached in silence, mending the wounds that have lingered for far too long. This is not luck, a random stroke of fortune. This is not chance, a coincidence of fate. This is divine orchestration, a symphony of blessings orchestrated by the hand of God. You are not being overlooked, forgotten, or ignored. You are being prepared, honed, and refined, not punished for past mistakes. You are being promoted, elevated to a higher calling, a position of influence and purpose. And while betrayal may have marked the end of a chapter, a painful conclusion to a difficult season, it did not cancel your story. It did not erase your destiny. Your God still shuts the mouths of lions, protecting you from the forces that seek to devour you. He still parts the waters, creating pathways through seemingly insurmountable obstacles. He still multiplies what was never enough, transforming scarcity into abundance. And today he's doing it for you, showering you with blessings beyond measure. The one who smiled in your face while crafting your downfall, the one who feigned friendship while plotting your demise, did not escape divine sight. Their actions were not hidden. Their intentions were not concealed. The lies spoken were recorded, etched into the annals of heaven. The intentions were weighed, measured against the scales of divine justice. And now, with nothing more than his word, the Lord is shifting the balance, restoring what was lost and righting the wrongs of the past. You were walking into a trap, unknowingly approaching a pit of despair, but the trap collapsed under his hand before you ever reached it, shattering into pieces before it could ensnare you. The Most High allowed it for a moment, allowing the forces of darkness to attempt your demise, not to destroy you, but to collect every piece of evidence in heaven's court, gathering the ammunition needed to render a just and righteous judgment. And now judgment has been rendered. The scales of justice have tipped in your favor. You are stepping out, not just free from the chains that have bound you, but vindicated, your name cleared, your reputation restored. This is a holy moment, a sacred turning point, a moment where decades of pain are transformed into purpose, where the scars of the past become the badges of honor, a moment when the weight of what you carried, the burden of your struggles, becomes the strength that carries others, enabling you to lift up those who are still struggling. The betrayal was loud, echoing through the corridors of your heart. But God's favor will be louder, drowning out the negativity and doubt. The rejection was deep, piercing your soul like a poisoned arrow. But his healing will go deeper, mending the wounds that have lingered for far too long. The collapse you feared never happened. The catastrophic failure that loomed on the horizon never materialized, because heaven intervened, stopping the destruction before it could begin. You weren't abandoned, forsaken, or forgotten. You were hidden, preserved, protected, shielded from the storms of life. While others ran ahead, seeking worldly success and fleeting glory, he kept you in a place where the enemy couldn't see, where the forces of darkness couldn't penetrate the weight of what was forming, the miracle that was being nurtured within you. And now, he places you in his spotlight, not because you demanded it, not because you sought attention, but because he destined it, his plan unfolding according to his perfect timing. Your light will not flicker, dimmed by doubt or fear. It will not fade, extinguished by the negativity of others, because it was lit by God himself, fueled by his divine power and sustained by his unwavering love. He knows your heart still wrestles with the pain, that the memories of betrayal still linger in the shadows of your mind. That's why he's helping you let go today, releasing you from the bondage of the past. He's cleansing the bitterness that tried to anchor in your soul, the resentment that threatened to consume you. He's loosening the confusion that tried to cloud your future, the doubts that sought to stifle your potential. And when he whispers the name of the one who betrayed you, not out loud, but gently into your spirit, it will not crush you, sending you spiraling into despair. It will free you, releasing you from the chains of anger and resentment. You will walk in peace, unburdened by the past, your spirit soaring with newfound freedom. And you will rise, not just for yourself, not just to achieve personal success, but for those watching your life unfold, those who are inspired by your resilience and faith. Because your blessing is bigger than you, your breakthrough carries the weight of legacy, inspiring generations to come. Heaven has moved, orchestrating a symphony of blessings, and you, beloved chosen one, are stepping into the moment everything begins to make sense, the moment your purpose is revealed, and your destiny is fulfilled. And now, chosen one, let the weight of these words settle gently upon your spirit, allowing them to resonate deep within your soul. What has been hidden is now being unveiled, not for destruction, not to inflict pain or cause further damage, but for deliverance, to release you from the chains that have bound you for far too long. The one who formed you, who shaped your days before any of them came to be, who knew you before you were even born, now speaks again, not in anger, not in condemnation, but in authority, his voice resonating with power and purpose. The person who plotted against your destiny, moved in shadows, thinking no one saw their insidious actions, never realizing that heaven's light has no blind spots, that the eyes of God see all. Their intentions were laid bare before the throne long before they ever reached your life, their wicked schemes exposed for what they were. Mercy was extended, opportunities for repentance were offered. Warnings were sent, subtle nudges urging them towards the path of righteousness. But like Pharaoh, their heart was hardened, their will set against the will of God. And now the hand of the Lord moves, not in wrath, not in vengeance, but in justice, restoring what was lost and righting the wrongs of the past. See, I have refined you, though not as silver, the Lord declares. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction, purifying your spirit and strengthening your resolve. Isaiah 48 verse 10. The ground you stand on is no longer a battlefield, a place of struggle and conflict. It is holy ground, sanctified by the presence of the Almighty. Where ashes once rested, the remnants of past failures and broken dreams, the Lord is building an altar, a sacred place of worship and communion with the divine. What was meant to crush you, the trials and tribulations you endured, has become the cornerstone upon which he lays your victory, the foundation for a future filled with abundance and joy. Every plan, every lie, every snare, all the schemes devised by your enemies, they have only served to elevate the platform God is constructing under your feet, raising you to new heights of influence and purpose. This platform is not for performance, not for seeking worldly accolades or fleeting recognition. It is for purpose, for fulfilling the divine calling that is etched upon your heart. The fears that once kept you up at night, the anxieties that haunted your waking hours, the unpaid bills that loomed like a dark cloud, the accounts that ran dry, the days of lack that seemed endless, are being overturned, transformed by the hand of God. Not by chance, not by the world's flawed system, but by the hand of the Lord who provides, the one who meets every need and satisfies every longing. The young lions suffer want and hunger, the psalmist declares, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Psalm 34 verse 10. Provision is being sent from places you never expected, resources flowing from unexpected sources, a testament to the boundless creativity of the divine. Resources that were delayed, caught in the snares of bureaucracy or the whims of fate, are now being released, flooding into your life like a dam that has burst. Financial streams that once trickled, barely sustaining you, will now overflow, pouring forth abundance beyond your wildest dreams. This is not a reward for perfection, a prize for flawless behavior. It is a response to your faith during the drought, your unwavering trust in the divine even when circumstances seemed bleak. While others doubted, you believed, clinging to hope even when despair threatened to overwhelm you. While others scattered, abandoning their faith in the face of adversity, you stayed, standing firm in your commitment to the divine. And now heaven is responding, showering you with blessings beyond measure, a testament to your unwavering faith and your enduring resilience. But hear this clearly, chosen one. The revelation of the name, the unveiling of the person who betrayed you, slandered you, and tried to stall your assignment, will not come to stir revenge, to ignite the flames of anger and resentment. It will come to complete the chapter, to bring closure to a painful season, allowing you to move forward with freedom and grace. You cannot heal from what you refuse to name, you cannot overcome what you are unwilling to acknowledge. The Lord will whisper their name to your spirit when the noise dies down, when the chaos subsides, and your heart is still enough to receive it, not as a wound reopened, but as a chain broken, severing the ties that have bound you to the past. You are. Here is release. Set them free. Release yourself from the desperate need to be understood, to explain, to justify. God, in His infinite wisdom, will orchestrate your life to speak volumes, far surpassing anything your words could ever convey. He will transform your inner peace into undeniable proof of His presence, your very blessings into a resounding response to every challenge. Never for a moment were you forgotten, overlooked, or abandoned. You were meticulously preserved, shielded, and held close. Imagine a celestial vault, where heaven itself has carefully stored your blessings, and now, it's being unlocked, the divine mechanisms whirring with anticipation. Angels, swift and sure, have been dispatched, not with delay or hesitation, but with the express purpose of immediate delivery. Prepare yourself for a season of extraordinary movement, where opportunities align, doors swing open, and destinies converge. Brace for an overwhelming wave of favor, a tangible sense of divine approval washing over every aspect of your life. Ready yourself for the profound fulfillment of long-held dreams, the realization of potential that has been gestating within you. Because when the Lord sets His hand to something, He moves completely, irrevocably, undeniably. His actions resonate with a power that transcends the ordinary, silencing the cynical voices of critics, confounding the insidious plots of enemies, and reminding the world, in no uncertain terms, that you are His chosen one, handpicked and destined for greatness. You will not merely scrape by, limping away from the battlefield of betrayal. No, you will triumph over it with dazzling brilliance, your spirit shining even brighter in the aftermath. You will confidently stride into spaces where you were once unjustly denied entry, your presence commanding respect and recognition. You will boldly speak your truth in the very places where you were once silenced, your voice resonating with unwavering conviction. And you will receive, with overflowing gratitude, that which you once deemed utterly impossible, the desires of your heart miraculously manifested before your very eyes. This will not be achieved through brute force, manipulation, or relentless striving. It will be born from unshakable faith, a deep-seated knowing that God is working all things together for your good. Keep your heart pure, untainted by bitterness or resentment, a vessel ready to receive His boundless love. Keep your hands open, ready to give and to receive, trusting that He will fill them to overflowing. What He restores to you will not simply be a carbon copy of what was lost, a mere replacement. It will far exceed it, surpassing your wildest expectations in its abundance and beauty. What He rebuilds will not just resemble the past. It will be made new, transformed into something even more glorious, a testament to His transformative power. And when it comes to pass, as surely as the sun rises each morning, you will know beyond all shadow of a doubt that only God, in His infinite power and grace, could have orchestrated such a magnificent tapestry. Now that your heart is open, receptive, and overflowing with hope, and your spirit has been awakened, ignited with a divine spark, hear this clearly, with unwavering certainty. You are in the midst of a holy unveiling, a divine revelation of epic proportions. This is not by chance, not a random stroke of luck, not a mere coincidence. It is by divine timing, orchestrated with precision and purpose by the master architect of the universe. The weight you've carried, the burdens you've shouldered, the storms you've weathered, the silence you've endured, none of it was in vain. Not a single drop of suffering was wasted. Every moment was meticulously counted. Every tear was seen. Every heartache was acknowledged. And now, heaven itself is speaking directly to your soul, with unwavering precision and unwavering purpose, communicating truths that will reshape your destiny. The enemy, that insidious whisperer of lies, has relentlessly tried to inject falsehoods into your spirit, sowing seeds of doubt and despair, whispering tales of abandonment, of forgotten promises, of permanent delay. But today, the Lord silences the accuser, muzzles the voice of deception, and casts down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The truth stands unshaken, unyielding, a beacon of light in the darkness. What God has spoken over your life, the destiny He has ordained, cannot be undone by betrayal, blocked by opposition, or destroyed by fear. The betrayal you experienced was not a punishment for some perceived failing. It was a divine protection, a shield against impending harm. You did not lose something precious. You were spared from something detrimental. What you thought you desperately needed was never truly meant to be a part of your future, and God, in His infinite wisdom, knew it all along. The fervent prayers you prayed, begging to keep certain people in your life, were met with a deafening silence, a seeming lack of response. But this was not because you were ignored, dismissed, or deemed unworthy. It was because you were being meticulously preserved, shielded from influences that would have ultimately derailed your destiny. Now the veil lifts, the fog clears, and the true reason for the pain, the heartache, the confusion, is becoming crystal clear. Their heart, despite outward appearances, was never truly aligned with your divinely ordained destiny. Behind their smiles, a subtle envy simmered. Behind their acts of apparent kindness, a manipulative agenda was carefully concealed. And while you were diligently building, brick by brick, with unwavering dedication, they were secretly tearing down, undermining your efforts at every turn. While you were fervently praying, seeking divine guidance and protection, they were plotting, scheming, and conspiring against you. But no scheme, however cleverly devised, escapes the all-seeing eye of the Lord. Nothing whispered in secret, no matter how carefully concealed, can remain hidden in the courts of heaven, where truth reigns supreme. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. Luke 12 verse 2. Heaven saw, heaven recorded every act of injustice, and now, heaven responds with unwavering justice and boundless mercy. The one who stood against your promise, who sought to thwart your destiny, has now been exposed, their motives laid bare for all to see. This is not to stir up revenge, to fuel bitterness, or to ignite a desire for retribution. It is to deliver your spirit from entanglement, to release you from the toxic bonds of manipulation and control. The Lord, in His infinite grace, gave them ample room to repent, to turn away from their destructive path and embrace a life of integrity. Grace was extended. Opportunities for change were presented. Warnings were whispered in their ear, urging them to reconsider their actions. But they stubbornly chose their own path, clinging to their envy, their deceit, and their destructive intentions. And now, the consequences they so carefully designed for you have returned to them, a reflection of their own choices. Still, the Lord speaks with unwavering mercy, extending a hand of compassion even to those who have wronged you. Keep your heart clean, untainted by bitterness or resentment. Do not lower yourself to their level, engaging in petty squabbles or seeking revenge. Do not wear the heavy chains of anger, allowing it to shackle your spirit and dim your light. You are not called to curse them, to wish them ill, or to celebrate their downfall. You are called to rise above, to embody grace, to extend forgiveness, and to walk in the light of your divine calling. Justice belongs to the Lord, and He is perfectly capable of handling what has been revealed, of administering justice with fairness and compassion. You, dear one, are being strategically positioned for something far greater than you can currently imagine. In the very place where they tried to break you, to crush your spirit and diminish your potential, God is about to unleash a torrent of blessings, a divine outpouring of favor and abundance. In the very area where you cried out for relief, where you pleaded for a respite from the pain, He is releasing miracles, tangible manifestations of His power and love. Your business, your career, your professional endeavors are being touched by favor, infused with divine energy and propelled towards unprecedented success. Your relationships are being flooded with restoration, broken bonds being mended, wounds being healed, and love being rekindled. Your mind is being wrapped in peace, a tranquil sanctuary of calm amidst the storms of life. Your finances are being realigned, brought into harmony with divine abundance, and set on a course of prosperity. Divine transactions are taking place even now behind the scenes in the unseen realm. Refunds are being returned, debts are dissolving, settlements are being released, and opportunities are unlocking, paving the way for your advancement. He has stationed angels at your door, not only to defend you from harm and ward off evil, but to actively deliver blessings, to usher in opportunities, and to orchestrate divine encounters. The voices that once accused you, that relentlessly criticized and condemned, the spirits that stirred confusion, clouding your judgment and hindering your progress, the people who tried to delay your destiny, to thwart your progress and diminish your potential, they have all been silenced, their power broken, their influence nullified. A shift is happening, a profound and transformative change in the atmosphere surrounding you. Heaviness is lifting, the weight of the world being lifted from your shoulders, replaced by a sense of lightness and freedom. Conversations are changing, shifting from negativity and doubt to positivity and faith. Doors once sealed shut, impenetrable barriers standing in your way, are now swinging wide open, inviting you to step into your destiny. The Lord reminds you of His unwavering faithfulness, His steadfast commitment to His promises. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Psalm 34 verse 17. You are not cursed, burdened by some ancient malediction or doomed to a life of hardship. You are covered, enveloped in divine protection and shielded from harm. You are not forgotten, overlooked by the divine, or lost in the vastness of the universe. You are favored, cherished, and blessed beyond measure. Remember His servant Job, stripped of everything he held dear, betrayed by those closest to him, falsely accused by friends who couldn't understand the depth of his pain. Yet in the end, the Lord restored to him double what he had lost, a testament to His unwavering faithfulness and His boundless generosity. Job 42 verse 10. And just like Job, your latter days will be greater than the former, surpassing anything you have experienced in the past. Your loss was real, the pain was undeniable, but your restoration will be even more profound, even more undeniable, a shining example of God's transformative power. Let go of the desperate need to explain yourself, to justify your actions, or to defend your choices. You don't have to defend your name, to clear your reputation in the eyes of those who misunderstand you. You don't need to argue with those who doubt you, to convince them of your worth. The fruit in your life, the tangible results of your labor, will speak louder than any rumor, silencing the voices of critics and doubters. The blessings that overflow in your life will outshine every accusation, dispelling the darkness of slander and deceit. Even the doubts you held within your own heart, the whispers of insecurity and inadequacy, will be silenced by what God is about to do, by the miraculous unfolding of His plan in your life. You are stepping into a realm of total freedom, a space of liberation that encompasses every aspect of your being. Not just emotional freedom, the release from past hurts and emotional baggage, but spiritual freedom, the ability to connect with the divine without hindrance. Financial freedom, the release from the shackles of debt and the ability to live in abundance. And mental freedom, the ability to think clearly, to focus your mind, and to embrace peace. The grip of the one who tried to hold your destiny hostage, to manipulate your choices and control your path, has been broken. Their influence over your outcomes is gone, their power nullified. Their presence at your spiritual gates, their ability to access your inner sanctum, has been permanently removed. The battle was fierce, the struggle was real, because the blessing that awaits you is monumental, a life-altering transformation of epic proportions. And yes, it hurt, the pain was undeniable, the wounds felt deep, the revelation cut deep, the realization that someone you trusted was working against you, actively seeking to undermine your efforts, almost shattered you, leaving you feeling vulnerable and broken. But God saw, He witnessed every moment of your pain, He felt every tear you shed, He knew the depth of your suffering, and He waited with infinite patience and unwavering love for the exact moment when your heart would be strong enough to know the truth, to face the reality of betrayal, and still choose love, still choose light, still choose Him. That choice, that conscious decision to embrace love and forgiveness, has moved heaven, setting into motion a chain of events that will transform your life. That surrender, that willingness to release control and trust in God's plan, has activated something sacred within you, unlocking your potential and opening the floodgates of divine blessing. Though you have made me see troubles, many and bitter, you will restore my life again. Psalm 71 verse 20. What you thought was breaking you, tearing you apart at the seams, was actually building you, strengthening your resolve, and preparing you for greater things. What felt like grief, a deep and inconsolable sorrow, was really groundwork, the necessary foundation upon which a magnificent future will be built. You are not just healing, slowly recovering from past wounds. You are being transformed, undergoing a metamorphosis, emerging as a stronger, wiser, and more resilient version of yourself. The betrayal did not harden you, turning you into a cynical and jaded individual. It refined you, purifying your heart and sharpening your discernment. The tears didn't drown you, overwhelming you with sorrow and despair. They cleansed you, washing away the impurities of the past and preparing you for a fresh start. And now, a fresh anointing is being poured out upon you, a divine endowment of power, wisdom, and grace. Wisdom that was buried under layers of wounds, hidden beneath the surface of pain and confusion, is rising to the surface, illuminating your path and guiding your decisions. Discernment that was dulled by confusion, clouded by doubt and uncertainty, is being sharpened, allowing you to see clearly and to make wise choices. You are not fragile, easily broken, or easily discouraged. You are fortified, strengthened from within by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are not broken, beyond repair, or permanently damaged. You are being built into something eternal, a lasting legacy that will impact generations to come. While others mocked your struggle, belittling your pain and dismissing your efforts, God was shaping your platform, preparing you to share your story and inspire others to overcome their own challenges. While others laughed at your faith, scoffing at your belief in the impossible, God was writing a financial miracle into the atmosphere with your name on it, a tangible manifestation of His abundance and provision. There were prayers you forgot you prayed, whispered petitions that faded from your conscious memory, but heaven didn't. There were promises you stopped speaking out loud, doubts creeping in and silencing your declarations of faith, but God never stopped preparing them, diligently working behind the scenes to bring them to fruition. Now is the moment when what should have taken years, a slow and arduous process of growth and development, will happen in days, a sudden and accelerated manifestation of divine favor. The acceleration is real, the pace of progress quickening, opportunities unfolding at an unprecedented rate. The lifting has already begun, a sense of elevation and advancement permeating every aspect of your life. And it's not just for you, this divine outpouring of blessing and abundance. It's for those connected to you, those who are a part of your life, your family, your friends, your community. Others will be blessed simply by being near what God is doing in your life, by witnessing the transformative power of His grace. The one who betrayed you, who sought to harm you and hinder your progress, won't be able to stop it. They will be powerless to prevent your rise, but they will witness it. They will see the undeniable evidence of God's favor upon your life. This is not for their shame, to gloat over their misfortune or to revel in their downfall. It's so all can see that this was never about revenge, about seeking retribution or inflicting pain. It was always about redemption, about restoring what was lost, about transforming what was broken, about bringing good out of evil. Your abundance will be your answer, silencing the voices of critics and doubters. Your healing will be your evidence, a tangible demonstration of God's power to restore and renew. Your joy will be your defense, an unshakable sense of peace and contentment that cannot be stolen. And in your rising, in your triumphant ascent, the world will see with undeniable clarity that the hand of God is still upon the faithful, that He is still working miracles, and that He is still fulfilling His promises. He is preparing a table before you, a feast of abundance and blessing, not in secret, hidden from view, but in the presence of every person who doubted what He placed inside you, of every person who underestimated your potential and dismissed your dreams. Not as a spectacle, to flaunt your success or to humiliate your detractors, but as a sign, a powerful and undeniable demonstration of His faithfulness. A sign that favor cannot be blocked, that divine approval cannot be withheld from those who are called. A sign that truth cannot stay buried, that eventually, the light will shine through the darkness and reveal what was hidden. A sign that the Most High finishes what He starts, that He never abandons His projects, and that He always fulfills His promises. The battle is shifting. The tide is turning in your favor. The blessing is landing. The divine outpouring is imminent. And you, chosen one, are walking into a life that only heaven could have written, a destiny so grand and so glorious that it could only have been orchestrated by the master architect of the universe. Now that your spirit is steady, grounded in faith and unwavering in trust, and your heart is fully awake, ignited with divine passion and purpose, hear this clearly, with unwavering certainty. You've stepped into the moment heaven has long prepared, the culmination of years of preparation and divine orchestration. The enemy tried to delay it, to distract you from your path and to discourage your progress, whispering lies that you were forgotten, abandoned, or denied your rightful inheritance. But the truth cannot be silenced. It will always prevail. What was once impossible is now unfolding in real time, manifesting before your very eyes. The doors that refused to open, the opportunities that seemed permanently closed, are swinging wide, inviting you to step into your destiny. Your name is being approved where it was once denied, your qualifications recognized, your potential acknowledged. Help is arriving without your request, support appearing from unexpected sources. Provision is flowing from unexpected places, needs being met miraculously and abundantly. And all of it is happening now, not because of perfection, not because you have earned it or deserved it, but because your heart stayed pure through betrayal, because you chose forgiveness over bitterness, because you held on to faith in the face of adversity. Forgiveness wasn't weakness. It was power, a demonstration of inner strength and spiritual maturity. You released what wounded you, you let go of the pain and resentment, and now heaven is releasing what belongs to you, pouring out blessings beyond measure. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Proverbs 11 verse 25. Even now, at this very moment, angels are adjusting systems, working behind the scenes to align circumstances with your destiny, rerouting missed opportunities, reclaiming time the enemy thought he had stolen, and setting the stage for your breakthrough. Not one promise will be lost. Not a single word spoken over your life will fall to the ground unfulfilled. Not one seed you sowed in faith, every act of kindness, every prayer offered, every sacrifice made will be forgotten. The Lord restores fully, not just replacing what was lost, but adding to it, increasing it, and multiplying it beyond measure. Stay close to Him, draw near to His presence, and seek His guidance in all things. Let go of the urge to look back, to dwell on the past, or to seek validation from those who don't understand your calling. What He removed from your life, He removed for your multiplication, for the purpose of increasing your influence and expanding your impact. This is not the season to fight, to engage in petty squabbles, or to defend yourself against critics. This is the season to rise, to step into your destiny, and to shine your light brightly. The person who plotted against your purpose, who sought to harm you and hinder your progress, has been exposed, not to shame you, but to free you, to release you from their influence and to empower you to walk in your calling. Their influence is broken. Their power is nullified. Their words hold no weight. You are not called to curse them, to wish them ill, or to celebrate their downfall. You are called to walk in peace, to forgive them and to release them to God's justice. God is rebuilding what they tried to break, restoring what was lost, and renewing what was damaged. He is lifting you in the very place you were torn down, elevating you above the circumstances that sought to destroy you. Like David, overlooked in the fields, tending to sheep while others were vying for power, you are being summoned to the palace, called to fulfill your destiny. The anointing on your life is undeniable, a tangible manifestation of God's favor and His calling upon you. The one who tried to curse your calling, who sought to diminish your influence and thwart your purpose, now sees what they cannot touch, because you are protected, shielded by the divine. Not just in body, guarded from physical harm, but in destiny, protected from anything that could derail you from fulfilling your purpose. Favor is now following you into every room, into every decision, into every conversation, opening doors and aligning circumstances for your good. Miracles are being placed in motion, divine interventions orchestrated to pave the way for your breakthrough. Even as you read this, at this very moment, you are not fragile, easily broken, or easily discouraged. You are fortified, strengthened from within by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are not waiting, passively hoping for something to happen. You are walking, actively stepping into what was already written, fulfilling your destiny with boldness and confidence. This is the season of reversal, a time of profound transformation and divine turnaround. The pit became your platform, the place where you were thrown down becoming the launching pad for your ascent. The betrayal became your blueprint, the experience of being wronged providing the insights and strategies for future success. The rejection became your redirection, the closed doors leading you to a new path and a greater destiny. What was meant for evil, what was intended to harm you and destroy you, God has turned for good. Genesis 50 verse 20. The storm was real, the challenges were significant, but the peace now coming is greater, a tranquility and serenity that surpasses all understanding. The person who poisoned your peace, who brought chaos and turmoil into your life, no longer has access to your life, their influence broken, their power nullified. Their assignment has been canceled in the spirit, their mission thwarted, their efforts rendered ineffective. You are not just healed, recovering from past wounds. You are whole, restored to completeness, your spirit, soul, and body aligned in perfect harmony. Speak from that freedom, confident in your identity and secure in your calling. Sow from that strength, generously sharing your gifts and talents with the world. Expect with holy confidence, trusting that God will fulfill His promises and bring His plans to pass in your life. This is not the end of a trial, the culmination of a difficult season. It is the beginning of elevation, the launching pad for a new and exciting chapter. Every prophecy spoken over you is awakening, the divine words resonating within your spirit, igniting a fire of passion and purpose. Every delay is dissolving. The obstacles that stood in your way are being removed, paving the path for your advancement. Every promise is taking form, the divine words solidifying into tangible realities. God is sealing His word with provision, backing up His promises with abundance and resources. He is surrounding it with protection, guarding it from harm and ensuring its fulfillment. You are not cursed, burdened by some ancient malediction or destined for failure. You are not behind, lagging behind your peers or missing out on opportunities. You are not forgotten, overlooked by the divine or lost in the vastness of the universe. You are rising, ascending to new heights of influence, impact, and fulfillment. And the one who tried to stop you, who sought to hinder your progress and derail your destiny, they now see that the hand of the Lord has never left you, that his favor has always been upon you, and that his promises are sure. This is just the beginning, the launching pad for a lifetime of purpose, passion, and impact. Let this truth settle in your soul, anchoring you in faith and unwavering trust. The one whose name was revealed to your spirit, the person who was exposed as an enemy, was not exposed to break you, to crush your spirit or to diminish your potential, but to break the cycle, to free you from the toxic patterns of the past and to empower you to create a brighter future. Their access was revoked the moment your destiny took precedence, when God's plan for your life became the priority. This is a divine shift, a profound and transformative change in the atmosphere surrounding you. Every tear, every quiet prayer, every night you chose faith over fear, every act of obedience, every sacrifice made, it was not in vain. Not a single effort was wasted. God is not just restoring what you lost, replacing what was taken. He is rewriting what comes next, authoring a new chapter in your life that will be even more glorious and more fulfilling than anything you could have imagined. You don't need to chase it, to strive and struggle to make it happen. It's coming to you, drawn by the magnetic force of divine favor. You don't need to defend yourself, to argue your case or to justify your actions. He is defending your name, clearing your reputation and silencing your critics. You don't need to force a door, to kick and scream and demand entry. He is opening the ones you never knocked on, creating opportunities beyond your wildest dreams. You are covered, enveloped in divine protection and shielded from harm. You are chosen, handpicked and destined for greatness. You are stepping into a flood of blessings that cannot be stopped, a torrent of abundance and favor that will transform your life. Now walk forward, with confidence and boldness, knowing that you are guided by the divine. Expect breakthrough, anticipating miracles and divine interventions along the way. Breathe in peace, allowing the tranquility of God to fill your soul. Rejoice in the God who never lost sight of you, who has always been faithful, and who will never abandon you. This is not just a new season, a temporary shift in circumstances. It is a new legacy being born from the ashes of everything that was meant to break you, a testament to God's transformative power and his unwavering love. And it's only just begun, the first chapter in a story that will unfold with increasing glory and impact. And now, as the divine message has been fully poured out, let this truth anchor deep within your soul, grounding you in faith and unwavering trust. What you have walked through was never wasted. Not a single moment of suffering was in vain. Every heartbreak, every delay, every unseen sacrifice was not a detour, a deviation from your intended path. It was a divine design, a carefully orchestrated plan to shape you, to prepare you, and to equip you for your destiny. You were not just surviving, barely clinging to life and struggling to make it through. You were being forged, molded by the fires of adversity into a stronger, more resilient, and more capable version of yourself. God has been shaping you in the quiet, in the solitude of your private moments, preparing you for what lies ahead, refining you in the fire, purifying your heart and strengthening your spirit, and preparing you to carry something too sacred to be birthed in comfort, something too precious to be entrusted to those who have not been tested. The betrayal was painful, yes, a wound that cut deep and left its mark, but it clarified your vision, sharpening your discernment and revealing the true intentions of those around you. The silence was heavy, a suffocating weight that threatened to crush your spirit, but it taught you how to hear his voice in stillness, to listen to the whispers of the Holy Spirit in the midst of chaos. And now you stand at the threshold of a life you once only dared to imagine, a future filled with possibilities and opportunities beyond your wildest dreams. This is more than a breakthrough, a temporary reprieve from hardship. This is a birthing, the emergence of something new and significant into the world. What heaven has planted in your life, the dreams and aspirations that have been gestating within you, is now ready to emerge, to blossom into full bloom. But do not think this moment is only about receiving, about passively accepting the blessings that are being poured out upon you. It is also a call to respond, to actively participate in the fulfillment of your destiny, to rise not just as a receiver of grace, but as a vessel of it, a conduit through which divine love and power can flow into the world. In your ordinary days, amidst the hustle and bustle of daily life, practice stillness, a conscious effort to quiet your mind and to center yourself in the presence of God, not just as a pause, a brief respite from the demands of the world, but as a posture, a way of being, making space for divine instruction in the midst of your schedule. Begin your mornings not with scrolling, mindlessly consuming information and getting caught up in the anxieties of the world, but with surrender, a conscious act of releasing control and entrusting your day to God. Create a rhythm of gratitude, a daily practice of acknowledging and appreciating the blessings in your life. Write down the small ways God shows up for you, the subtle signs of His presence and His provision, the unexpected kindness, the answered prayers, the clarity in confusion, the moments of peace and joy. This will anchor you when storms try to shake your confidence, reminding you of His faithfulness and His unwavering love. Forgive quickly, even when it's hard, even when the pain is still raw and the wounds are still fresh. Not because they deserve it, not because they have earned your forgiveness, but because your freedom is more valuable than your pride, because holding on to bitterness and resentment will only poison your own soul. Speak life, even when you're surrounded by death, even when the atmosphere is heavy with negativity and despair. Choose peace when chaos invites reaction, resisting the urge to lash out or to engage in conflict, and instead, choosing to respond with gentleness, compassion, and understanding. Give generously of your time, your kindness, your resources, sharing your blessings with those in need. Even a smile can become a seed that heaven multiplies, a small act of kindness that can have a ripple effect, transforming lives and spreading hope. And remember this, stewardship matters, the way you manage what God has entrusted to you. What God places in your hands is not only for you, it is meant to be used to bless others, to advance His kingdom, and to make a difference in the world. Be faithful in the small things, diligently managing the resources and opportunities that are already in your possession, and He will make you ruler over much, entrusting you with greater responsibilities and greater influence. Care for your body, treating it as a temple of the Holy Spirit, nourishing it with healthy food, exercising regularly, and getting enough rest. Rest intentionally, setting aside time each day to unplug, to recharge, and to connect with God. Protect your mind from voices that stir fear, comparison, or pride, carefully guarding your thoughts and choosing to focus on what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Cultivate environments, at home, at work, in your friendships, where truth, light, and joy can flourish, surrounding yourself with people who encourage you, uplift you, and inspire you to be your best self. Guard your gates, what you see, what you hear, and who you allow close, being discerning about the information you consume and the people you allow into your inner circle. Not in fear, not in a spirit of paranoia, but in wisdom, understanding that the oil on your life is costly, a precious anointing that should be protected and preserved. And not everyone can handle its weight. Not everyone is worthy of being entrusted with such a sacred gift. This is the time to stop shrinking to fit old spaces, to stop compromising your values and diminishing your potential in order to conform to the expectations of others, to stop rehearsing old narratives, dwelling on past hurts and perpetuating limiting beliefs, to stop excusing disobedience as delay, to stop justifying your inaction and to start taking bold steps of faith. You are no longer waiting, passively hoping for something to happen. You are walking, actively pursuing your destiny and fulfilling your calling. You are no longer begging, pleading for scraps and settling for less than you deserve. You are building, creating, and constructing a life of purpose, passion, and impact. The miracle is no longer on the horizon, a distant hope that may or may not materialize. It is in motion, unfolding before your very eyes, transforming your life in ways you never thought possible. So walk in it, embrace the extraordinary, and expect the impossible. Lead with integrity, guided by your values and committed to doing what is right, even when it's difficult. Love without fear, opening your heart to others and extending grace freely. Give without keeping score, sharing your resources generously and expecting nothing in return. And most of all, worship with your life, not just your lips, not just with words and empty gestures, but with every action, every thought, and every intention. Let your obedience be louder than your opinions, demonstrating your faith through your actions and living a life that is pleasing to God. Let your humility go deeper than your ambition, remaining teachable and open to correction, and always giving God the glory for your success. Because what God is doing through you will not just bless your house, it will shift atmospheres, creating a ripple effect of positive change that extends far beyond your immediate circle. And it will change lives, inspiring others to pursue their dreams, to overcome their challenges, and to live a life of purpose and passion. And when the days ahead feel too big, when the calling feels too heavy, when the challenges seem insurmountable, go back to the promise, the anchor of hope that will sustain you through every storm. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1 verse 6. You are not walking alone, you are not on your own. Heaven is invested in your success, pouring out its resources and its power to ensure your victory. Angels are assigned to protect you, to guide you, and to assist you in fulfilling your destiny. The Spirit is guiding you, whispering wisdom and discernment into your heart, and leading you along the path that God has ordained for you. And every step you take in faith is matched by a flood of grace, an outpouring of divine favor that empowers you to overcome every obstacle and to fulfill every promise. Before we close, I invite you now to still your heart, to quiet your mind, and to come into agreement with heaven as we enter into this sacred moment of prayer, a time of divine connection and spiritual alignment. This isn't just words, a mere recitation of empty phrases. It's a declaration, a bold proclamation of faith and a reaffirmation of your commitment to God. It's a spiritual alignment, an aligning of your will with His divine purpose. And it's a holy response to the breakthrough that has already begun in your life, an expression of gratitude and a celebration of the miracles that are unfolding. Heavenly Father, Lord of hosts, Keeper of promises, God Most High, we come before you with reverence, with trembling joy, and with hearts laid bare, transparent and open to your presence. We acknowledge your sovereignty, your supreme authority over all things. We acknowledge your mercy, your boundless compassion and your unwavering love. And we acknowledge your unshakable word, your promises that are sure and your truths that endure forever. You are the one who sees the end from the beginning, who knows the outcome of every situation before it even begins. You are the one who writes destinies in the ink of eternity, crafting each life with purpose and intentionality. And you are the one whose voice breaks the silence of our darkest nights, bringing hope and healing to our deepest wounds. Today, Lord, we thank you for the unveiling, for lifting the veil not to shame us, not to expose our weaknesses or to condemn our failures, but to free us, to release us from the bondage of the past and to empower us to walk in our destiny. For exposing what needed to be seen, revealing the hidden agendas and the deceptive motives of those who sought to harm us, so that healing could begin, so that we could move forward in wholeness and in freedom. We thank you for protecting us from the hidden snares, the traps that were set to ensnare us and to derail us from our path, for interrupting the enemy's plans, thwarting their schemes and disrupting their attacks, and for assigning angels when we didn't even know we were under attack, sending heavenly reinforcements to defend us and to guide us. You saw what we couldn't, you perceived the dangers that were hidden from our view. You heard what we didn't, you discerned the whispers of deception and the threats that were spoken in secret. And you acted when we thought all was still, intervening on our behalf and working behind the scenes to orchestrate our deliverance. Thank you, Father, for never abandoning us, for remaining faithful even when we were faithless, for holding on to us even when we wanted to let go. When others walked away, when those we trusted turned their backs on us, you stayed, your love unwavering, your presence constant. When our prayers felt hollow, when our words seemed to bounce off the ceiling and return unanswered, you were already moving behind the scenes, orchestrating our breakthrough and preparing the way for our miracle. When we cried alone in silence, pouring out our hearts in secret, you bottled every tear, acknowledging our pain and promising to turn our sorrow into joy. You are the God who redeems every loss, taking what was meant for evil and transforming.